My name is George Jabour. I'm the Conservative candidate for Mayor of Doncaster.
First question, what's the most pressing issue, do you think, facing Doncaster, and how do you plan to address it?
I think the most important issue facing Doncaster is creating more jobs for our community. And this is one of the reasons why I'm standing in this election, because I would like to use my skills, my business experience, and my engineering and investment background in order to serve the people of our town, create more jobs, increase investment in Doncaster, attract businesses, and also explore the opportunities that Brexit offer. And you know that the Conservative Party has a very successful record in creating jobs. So over the past 7 years, when we came to power in 2010, we have effectively, competently and successfully managed the UK economy and public services. We have created millions of jobs, and we have also introduced a national living wage. And unfortunately for us in Doncaster, we have been left behind because we've had years of ineffective Labour Council. And effectively, this election provides an opportunity for change. And the voting Conservatives is the only way to bring about this change.
Okay, next question. How are you going to improve education in the town?
As I mentioned earlier, my background is really in engineering and investment. And one of the key priorities for me in my plan for Doncaster is by focusing on apprenticeships, on technical education and on skills and training. So I will be relying on my experience in information technology and in school governance in order to drive an ambitious agenda in the local community and also to motivate and inspire young people. Because Doncaster has a long and proud history of engineering, of rail, of trains, and I want to be able to use my background in order to focus on these important points, because this is basically our unique selling point, and I think we need to make the most out of this. So, for example, what we've had recently is through the Conservative government, we've got the new National College for High Speed Rail in Doncaster, and I would be doing more initiatives similar to this one in order to focus on this very important technical education in Doncaster.
And there's been a lot of talk in Doncaster about making sure there are enough opportunities for young people. How are you going to make sure that those opportunities are there?
So we will be able to make sure that these opportunities are there by, as I mentioned earlier, attracting more investments and having more jobs in Doncaster. So, for example, as we talked about education and jobs, and effectively this is what will enable our young people to achieve their full potential. Because first, they need to be equipped with the skills needed in order to effectively do the jobs, the highly skilled jobs that are available in Doncaster, and hopefully if I become mayor, that we'll have a lot of in Doncaster. And the second thing is also to attract businesses. So, for example, if I'm mayor of Doncaster, I will try to be an ambassador for all of Doncaster, not only nationally within the UK, but also further afield. During my career, I worked with investors from all over the world, so I know what it takes to be a champion for our businesses and enterprises. And I'll do all that I can in order to inspire young people to get these highly skilled jobs.
What are your views on HS2?
So with increased devolution and more powers handed to Sheffield City Region, it's more important than ever that the Mayor of Doncaster has the right skills for this job. And I believe that I am the person who has, if you check, for example, the backgrounds and the election addresses of all the other candidates, I believe that I am the best suitable person for this job because I have the right skills for this. And also, with the increased devolution, we need someone who is willing to stand up for the local community. And we have seen with the change of the route of the HS2, the proposed route of HS2, that the Labour representatives are not willing to stand up to the local community. And what I will be doing is to push back the proposed HS2 to the original plan, because the original route will enable all of South Yorkshire to benefit from HS2, and while the new route benefits the Labour councils in Sheffield.
And finally, councils are under increasing financial pressures these days. How are you going to make sure that you make the most of the resources that are available to you?
Well, one of the problems we have in Doncaster is that we spent across all of Yorkshire, we spent more money on fees paid to external consultants. Actually, number two was York, and we spent nearly twice as much as York, which is number two on the list. And the problem is Labour's attitude of inefficiently managing public money is not only limited to fees paid to external consultants, but it also extends to other contracts and services procured by the council. So I will be using my business experience in order to achieve value for money and cut the waste, and also to clean up Doncaster's finances. Because one of the sad things that we have is that we are at the bottom of the list, for example, on the tables for education, for health, for prosperity. But unfortunately, the Labour Council got us to the top of the list in terms of fees paid to external consultants.